Welcome to the British History Podcast. My name is Philippa Lacey-Brule and I want to extend a warm welcome to you. If you are new here, hi, thank you for joining. And if you are returning, thank you so much for your support. In this podcast, we explore all sorts of things that have gone on in British history. We look at people, we look at events, we look at outcomes, and perhaps look at them from a different perspective than usual. If you would like to support me in this free podcast, this podcast will always remain free, but if you would like to support me, then you can head over to my Patreon page, patreon.com/British History, and you can choose the tier there that would suit you best, starting from any £3 a month just for your kind support. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. You've probably heard that every monarch since William the Conqueror in 1066 had been crowned. Everyone who had a coronation was crowned at Westminster Abbey, and yet Henry III had his coronation at Gloucester. The 28th of October 1216 was the coronation of Henry III. He was only 9 years old, and instead of a crown, they used a circlet which belonged to his mother. We're in 1216. This is only the year after Magna Carta, which I've covered in a previous special on Magna Carta, and we also spoke a couple of weeks ago about King John. So Henry III was King John's son. King John had died unexpectedly of dysentery, and let me put the link to that episode so that you can go and listen all about that if you wish. Not the details of the dysentery, but the details of of King John and the state which he had left the country. So we're in the middle of the First Barons War, effectively a civil war, when John dies and Henry comes to the throne. Magna Carta, created the previous year, was supposed to be some sort of peace agreement between the crown and the barons. However, John had gone back on his word almost immediately. When he died on the 18th of October at Newark Castle, the country was in the middle of serious unrest. This was the backdrop to Henry's hastily organised coronation at Gloucester Cathedral. As Henry was still so young, there was no question that he would have been able to rule on his own, and so two regents were put in place. These two men were William Marshall, Earl of Pembroke, and Hubert de Burgh. William Marshall had the brilliant idea of reissuing Magna Carta as a royal charter, as opposed to the list of demands from the barons, which the original Magna Carta really had been. King John, Henry's father, had conceded to these demands and then very quickly retracted his support for them. So if you want to know more about the Magna Carta story and how come, even though it was created in 1215 and retracted in 1215, we still can talk about it, then please check out my special episode on Magna Carta. Now, you may be a little confused because you've probably heard that every monarch since William the Conqueror in 1066 had been crowned. Everyone who had a coronation was crowned at Westminster Abbey, and yet I've just told you that Henry III had his coronation at Gloucester. Well, Henry had a second coronation in May 1220, and this time it was at Westminster Abbey. It was at the behest of the Pope, who was not convinced that the first ceremony had been done with due process.